In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A voluntary fishing closure now in effect during the hottest part of the day for part of the Arkansas River in Pueblo. Rising water temperatures and low flows create challenging conditions for trout. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says from noon to midnight, anglers should avoid fishing the river between Pueblo Boulevard East to the confluence with Fountain Creek. This will increase the chances of survival for sport fish that are caught and released. Denverites aspiring to buy their first home can probably find a good deal in a condo in the city. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The housing market across Colorado has slowed dramatically in the past few years, but single-family homes in the Denver metro area are still selling for near record prices in some cases. That makes Denver's condos one of the best places in the metro to look for a reasonably priced home. Condo prices in Denver are down about 14% from the peak in 2022. That's according to local realtor Cooper Thayer. Still, high interest rates and homeowners association fees are a barrier, Thayer says. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
With temperatures surging across the state, the city and county of Denver is opening cooling centers this weekend. The Denver Central Library will open at 11 a.m. and extend its hours until 7 p.m., both Saturday and Sunday. Carla Madison Recreation Center will also be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News. Heat advisories already posted this weekend for portions of Colorado, including Colorado Springs and Denver. Right now, more Science Friday, followed by Marketplace at 3 o'clock.